Hello, hello, hello. This is Cam for Kiss and Tell. I know I've been saying how hot it's been in California and still unbearable for me. And this is coming from a boy who's been living in Texas before. So when I say hot, you know that I know what hot is hot. And for California being 80s and 90s, I don't know what it is. I can't stand it. And we're even closer to the sea. It must be the same for our machinery today because today I can't even get the music on. I don't know what's happening to our equipment, but I can't get the music cued in. I can't even hear myself on the mic. So bear with me today, but we're going to still have a great podcast. And today, I'm going to talk about MTV's Guy Code Episode 3. In case you haven't noticed, I'm still following Guy Code. Because every week, I try to find great topics to discuss with you about what makes a dating life's great. What do people do to really get better at dating, or what makes them successful in finding their perfect, soulmate? And this week, though, MTV Guy's Code is talking about something that all men who's actually dated are very, very scared of, and that topic is pregnancy. And here I have Evan today to, chat with us as well and cue in his experiences as well. And I'm looking at him because he's smiling here and because I know he has a great story to tell. So Evan, what do you have to share with us today?
About pregnant? Oh my God, I can't even remember the last time I thought I was pregnant. It was scary. It was really scary.
Well, I don't know how you do it, man, but you keep it hiding well.
Yeah. It's all about the baggy clothes, I gotta say.
Well, I personally know that in my life, I don't know if I've really had pregnancy scares because I'm usually very, very careful. I've had women who get very worried about being late on it. So I can't say that I've ever had a woman have to take a pregnancy test, but I do know how it feels for women to get a little afraid that, hey, you know what, I think I might be late. So how do you handle that, Evan?
I had a girlfriend who was late on her period and thought that she might be pregnant, and that definitely was an emotional time for both of us. But it's interesting. In general, the women that I've been with have not been overly concerned about pregnancy. To my surprise, it seems like a lot of the times I'm the one who's more concerned about it. And I think that the pregnancy scare kind of comes down to two feelings for men. One is the idea that they're just not ready to have a kid, and they know that they're not ready to have a kid. And I think that's a healthy thing. Of course, if you have that feeling, you need to make sure that you're using protection. But if you're doing all the right things, of course, protection doesn't always work all the time. So that's one fear. I think another fear, though, is more fundamental, which is the idea that as a man, you're having fun, you're going out there, you're having sex, you're playing around, but that you may get stuck with the wrong woman, and you know that she's the wrong woman. And I think that that's probably the heart of a lot of the pregnancy scares for men.
You couldn't have said it better, because the one thing I know is the reason I've been lucky to not have so many scares in my life is because most of the time when I actually go out with women, I make sure that I go out with the kind of woman that I like. And I don't mean just physically attracted to, but if I do anything that is even remotely, that gives me remotely the chance of her getting pregnant, I make sure that it's a woman that I feel that I wouldn't mind calling the mother of my kids. And for a lot of guys like myself, like you, Evan, we don't always necessarily feel ready to have a kid, right? I mean, whether it's financial reasons, whether it's emotional maturity reasons, I mean, you name it. But what I'd like to say is, for most guys out there, you can make it a lot easier again if you learn to pick your woman right. Because I remember with all my girlfriends, eventually you become intimate where you don't feel that the need for condoms may not be necessary. I was always like, if there was an accident for any reason, I would actually be happy to have a baby. But then again, that was my personal emotions at the time, because I love kids. I don't know about all men out there, but personally, I love kids. My family grew up with a big love for kids. So when I think about having a baby, I think of it as an opportunity versus a burden. I may not always be ready, but then again, you know, you don't always choose, you know, what you get, right? However, the one thing that you can control again is what you do prior to that. Are you using protection? Are you using condom? If you're not using condom, is she on the pill or something? Or is she on some form of other types of protection? And that's the main key here. Because without that, how can you truly have a happy, exciting dating life? Because that's what we're talking about here on this show, is like, what do you do in your dating life so that you can have the chance to meet the right kind of person but also have fun on the way? So the funny thing about the guy code actually is they actually did talk a little bit of how guys should react when a girl says, hey, you know what, I might be late. And the funny thing is all the people agreed on that show. Like, first of all, you can't be too supportive, because that might mean like you actually want the baby. But then you can't be too upset either, because you don't want her to get scared, and you know the obvious reasons. And the funny thing about it is there was one guy on the guy card, and I really don't know any of these actors. I know I should be, you know, I'm bad at this, but he was like, you know, be careful about when she says, I'll take care of it. Because in your mind, it might mean like, okay, she's going to get an abortion. But in her mind, it might be, oh, I'll just take care of the kid for the rest of my life. So the big thing about, you know, pregnancy scare is before you even get there, you should at least know the woman well enough to know, how does she feel about having kids? You know, forget about how you're going to react after, you know, the talk. You should kind of, if you're dating somebody, whether you're a man or woman, you should kind of ask the question, well, you know, how do you feel about kids? You know, how do you feel about it? How do you feel if there was an accident? I mean, obviously, this is not your first or second date kind of conversational material, but typically, I don't know how I bring that up, but I always know how the woman that I date feels about that. You know, so it's very important that once you feel comfortable, after you've slept with each other a few times already, maybe that will come out at some point. And you don't have to say, well, how do you feel if we have a kid? And that's not exactly how you bring it up. But bring it up like, hey, how do you feel about kids? How do you feel about having a family? Right? Because typically, if somebody is ready for it, they will let you know with excitement, like, you know what, I would love to have a kid. I mean, but even if they love to have a kid, like myself, I would love to have a kid, they also might express their reservation on the current timing. Because that's one of the things I would tell some of the women, or whatever woman I'm dating, depending on where I am in life, I might be like, you know what, I would love to have kids. Personally, I would love to have kids before X amount, X age, because I don't want to be too old, you know, when my kid reaches 18. But I might say that, but at the same time, I also might tell her, like, but this time, I might want to hold off on it because I want to get X, Y, Z in my life in order. Evan, I mean, do you do something different?
Oh no, I think it's absolutely important to make that clear and assess where a woman is at in terms of her thoughts on kids. And you know, you may even bring it up on a political level. Of course, the issue of abortion is very controversial, and I'm not suggesting you have a debate. But you know, if you're the type of person that likes to talk about politics, you may assess what a woman's position is on the issue of abortion. Now, obviously, if she's very a pro-life and religious, the chances of her volunteering to have an abortion, although not completely beyond the realm of possibility, because some people are hypocritical when it comes to their own situation. But in that context, you may be able to tease out what a woman is likely to do under that circumstance.
You know, which kind of reminds me, though, besides the fact of bringing up the topic, there are actually other things you can do right after the pregnancy scare. Depending on how early it is that you learn about this, you know, there's always plan B. I mean, this is not the most pleasant thing for women. Most women would not enjoy taking this kind of form of contraception. But at the same time, if you're a responsible man and you know this is not for you, be prepared to pay for a Plan B pill.
Yeah, pay for the pill. It's about $50. You can get it now without a prescription at any of the pharmacies around town. So I sound like an advertisement for it. But Plan B has a very strong likelihood. I think it's something like if taken within the first, and we're not trying to give any particular advice here, but I think it's within the first 48 or 72 hours has a 95% chance of terminating what would otherwise be a pregnancy.
And just to make it clear, this is not a political show, so I'm not advocating one way or the other, okay? This is just giving you the options, teaching you about, you know, what's available out there for you to avoid a pregnancy scare.
If you're leaning in that direction and you're trying to, you know, get your girl to go in that direction, you have to be very careful. And of course, you know, you want her to feel like you guys are a team and that you're handling this with her. Because if she feels alone and she feels isolated, and she feels that you're not supporting of her and that you're not there for her and with her, that's ultimately, I think, going to backfire. And so, of course, too supportive, as we talked about, can be counterproductive. But you want to if you're going to err on one side, I would say it's err on the side of being supportive versus not supportive, if you have a particular end goal in mind.
You know, you're absolutely right, because I don't know how other men handles it, but for me, it has happened a few times. I mean, I've never gone to the point where I need a pregnancy test or a pill or anything like that. But, you know, no matter what the worry that the woman has, I've always been like, baby, are you sure about this? You know, we haven't redone anything, and I would talk them through it. And by talking them through it, it shows that I'm there for them. Emotionally, that's what the woman is looking for. You know, obviously, you know, most women who's dating you, they already, most of the time, as I said, if you've brought the topic up before, they kind of know what your stance on kids are. And usually, you should also already know what her stance on kids are. So if they're scared, most of the time, it's just really the for the purpose of joining forces and making sure that we are taking the same path. Whatever that path is, whether it is actually raising the kid or whether it is actually looking for, you know, emergency procedures, you know, it has to come across as you are together, as Evan says, because that again shows that you're a mature man. Forget about, you know, the prospect of long-term relationship here. Most women want to feel that you're with them, that you are on their side, and that the reason they slept with you in the first place was not a mistake.
Exactly. She wants to feel your strength as a man in this situation. And so this is the situation where you step up and you say, you know, we're going to handle this. You know, don't worry. You know, this is it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. I'm here. I'm supportive. And, you know, maybe not those specific words, but that's the feeling that you want to convey to her, that you're a man, that you're not freaking out. Don't freak out. Certainly don't freak out in front of her.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose that goes without saying, but perhaps we should mention it. Don't freak out. Don't let her show how nervous you are about it if you are nervous. And it's certainly valid to be nervous, but it's not the time to go into panic mode with her.
And if you are nervous, it's okay to also share it with her at the appropriate time. I mean, nobody expects you to be perfect either, and she sure as hell doesn't. So don't worry about it. Pregnancy scares, I think, are actually a much bigger controversial topic, at least on MTV Code, just because, you know, they just look for that black and white answer, and there really isn't. The point is, handle it maturely, handle it well, and you'll be surprised how actually it's not that big of a deal either. Now, let's change topic real quick, because this pregnancy scare is actually getting me, like, depressed. I mean, it's not even depressed, but it's like, why are you talking about such a serious talk when this blog is called Kiss and Tell? We're supposed to have fun stories here about dating and what people can do. So I want to talk a little bit about the second topic that MTV Guys brought up, and it's astrology. I mean, this is so funny because, you know, if you look at women as a general population, and I hate to generalize, but, you know, people say, oh, women love astrology. I mean, they love the idea of the nether worlds and then, you know, the magic in astrology. But let's be real, man. I know some of you guys out there reading astrology, okay? So here's a real question. Do you read astrology and does it matter in dating? So, Evan, what's your take on astrology?
Astrology matters with girls who think it matters. I think that's the bottom line about astrology.
Well, how often has a girl asked you what's your sign, and how do you answer that?
You know, it varies. I kind of go through waves with girls who never bring up astrology, and then girls who bring up astrology almost right off the bat. It's very unpredictable. I'd say it's about 50%. In my experience, will bring up something about astrology. One girl really took me to task for my sign and started, because her ex was, I'm a Virgo, and her ex was a Virgo, and she started going on and on and on about how, you know, awful Virgos are, and they have all these difficult traits and blah, blah, blah. And so, oh my God, I wish I could find the text message exchange about it. I'll have to maybe while Kim's talking. But it's interesting how much weight certain girls place on it. And don't underestimate it, because for certain girls, and this very well may be a qualifier where you just say to yourself, you know what, it's not worth trying to pursue a girl who's going to place so much weight on an astrological sign. And then again, maybe you do believe in it as well, and it's important to you. But if it's not that important to you, and you come across a girl who is going on and on and on about astrology, and is almost impeaching you for having the wrong sign, you may want to give a second thought.
It's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because I don't take astrology very seriously, but I know I've been in phases of my life when I like to check what astrology says about my girlfriend or my ex-girlfriend, just to see, like, is any ounce of truth in it. Obviously, I'll never find out, but the one thing I find astrology great for is conversational starters. Let me tell you, I mean, a lot of women may not believe in it, but a lot of women would like to believe enough in it will be fun to discuss about it. And let me give you one of my little secret first date fun activities. If you're meeting a girl for coffee or something like that, then you're close to a bookstore, take her to the bookstore. I mean, a lot of people think bookstore can be boring, but the bookstore has the same environment of a coffee shop, right? Because usually you have your Starbucks inside or whatever, you know, coffee shop you have. So you can have the same environment as a coffee shop. But instead of just a coffee shop, you have a lot of stimuli in the forms of books. So you can bring a lot of different topics based on your interest by walking the alley with a girl. But what I like to do on usually the first or second date, I mean, this is not a standard activity that I do, but sometimes I find it fun to add some fun into the day, is I take her to the astrology section. And again, I don't believe tremendously in astrology, but what I will pull out is the sextrology book. I mean, have you guys actually looked at the sextrology book? By the name itself, it's about the sexual compatibility of various horoscopes. And the way I bring it up, like, hey, you know what? Let's see what I should know about you, or what I shouldn't know about you. And I'll ask very coyly, like, so what's your sign? And she'll tell me. She'll tell me it's, you know, Aquarius or whatever it is. Let me see. So I flip to the Aquarius sign, and I kind of pretend to read without her, right? I pull it away. I read it. I don't know if I like this. I'm like, oh. And then when it says something very sexual, like, wow, it says here that you really like massages around your neck, huh? Is that true? You know, and it makes a very, very playful and flirty conversation. And obviously, you know, she's going to want to read about your signs. And then, you know, you can play with that again. You can, like, I don't know if I want you to read mine. Let me see what it says on mine first. And then you let her have it, right? And then, of course, you can have a good half an hour, you know, little debate. But it's not a real debate. It's more like a flirty exchange about what we should know about each other. And by the sheer fact that it talks about sexual compatibility, you know, you get a good, fun game out of it. And then maybe, just maybe, because of this topic, she will be thinking about you or about how you would be in the bedroom. And isn't that what you want to know?
Yeah, here's the opposite of that. It was funny. I was talking with a girl, and she, and by the way, no, that's a great exercise, a great little fun date to have. Very, very playful, very flirty. this girl was going off of me because I'm a Virgo, and I asked her, well, you know, what traits do you attribute to Virgos? And she says, not romantic, not mushy with affection. Not romantic. Said that one twice. And too cautious. Here's another one. And she said, sorry, my fiance was a Virgo, and from that point, I have paid attention to birth signs and traits. So she had a bad relationship, and now, you know, is looking to paint a broad brush. And I said to her, I said, well, you think I have these traits because I'm a Virgo? And then she says, my boss is a male Virgo and has many of the traits. You know, so... Sometimes you can't win for losing, and you know, just like other parts of yourself, you can't do anything about your sign. But if you can try to be playful with it, like Kim was talking about, that's definitely the way to go.
Well, you know, it talks a lot. I mean, this example talks a lot about expectations, and you know, I don't want to make a full podcast on expectations. But when you go dating, ask yourself, do you carry too much expectations? Because the truth is, if you want to really find your soulmate, or even just a nice girl, or a nice man, because I don't know if you are a girl listening to this podcast, but you shouldn't have a checklist. It's one thing to have preferences, you know? It's one thing to kind of know what you like from your prior experiences, but it's a completely different thing to have actually a little checklist. And I remember a very wise man once told me, you know, Kim, I don't look for things that I want in a person. And I'm like, why is that? I mean, if you know what you like, wouldn't you want to look for that specifically? And he told me very astutely, he's like, you know, no. I only look for things I don't like. Because by only focusing on the things I don't like, I leave myself open for all the things that I may like. And you know, ever since then, this is how I conduct my dating life. You know, it's like, yes, I kind of know what I want, but I'm more focused on making sure that it doesn't hit my no-nos than hitting my yes-yes for sure. Because by doing so, you'd be surprised at the kind of person you might end up liking. You may think that you like the girl who's cute, but maybe you want the girl who's more sexy. You may think that you like the girl who's thoughtful, but maybe you like the girl who's a little bit more... masculine in her ability to initiate things. I mean, I don't want to say masculine, but who likes to take control of things, right? So keep that in mind. Check your expectations in check, for lack of better phrasing, because having a list is not always good. Actually, I also read a recent I didn't read it, but I was listening to a new book called Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, and in there he had a great allusion too. He talked about cars and having negative feelings on things, like carrying negative connotations on things. And he says, you know what? Think a bit about when you're driving. When you're driving, you have your eyes on the horizon. You have your eyes set on where you want to go. Right? So it's the same with dating, right? You have your eyes like, hey, you know what? I want to have a fun time. First of all, your only goal on the first few days is, am I having fun? Right? Am I having fun? And do I want to do this again? That's the only thing you should think about on your first few dates in the first place. So that's the only goal you should have, right? But as you're driving, you have your sight on the horizon on where you want to go. The instrument panel in your car may give you some insights on what's going on with the car. It may tell you like, hey, there might be some problems with the engine, or there might be some problems with the headlights. But when you're driving, are you more focused on what's wrong with the car, or are you focused more on what's coming ahead? And that's exactly how you should take your dating lives. It's like, you know what? I'm meeting this girl. All I want to make sure is I'm having fun and see if I want to do this again. Anything else, you know, whatever you want, like, oh, I want her to have a big rack, or, oh, for a woman, I want her to make sure he has a great job because I'm tired of boys, so-called boys who don't have a job, right? I mean, those are great things to know and keep in mind, but that shouldn't be your primary, you know, yes, no, you know, I'll never go see this person again. So, you know, on that, Evan, anything else you want to add?
No, I think you nailed it.
All right, then, based on that, that was it for today. I mean, on 20, going on 25 minutes now. I know I don't always cover every topic on the Guy Code, but to be honest with you, not every topic is applicable to how to improve your dating. I hope you guys got a lot out of this. I'm sorry I don't have a cue out music. But please leave some comments at the end. Ask some questions, because this show is for you, and I hope you have a great rest of the week.